Sports Central. US Sport.
Indeed, we always take a good look at the NFL on a Sunday afternoon, and the two men who host the SEN NFL podcast through SEN America every week, James Arthur and Richie Garraway, in the studio. Anyone sitting in the Chiefs chair there, gents?
Yeah, I took it. Second I got the opportunity, oh, right. Brett, I just jumped right in.
I get too comfortable. Take it away, boys. We've got some great action coming up tomorrow morning our time.
We certainly do, Brett, but we're going to start taking a quick look back to Thanksgiving. Now, James, I don't know if you necessarily agree with me, but the Thanksgiving games are the only Thursday games they should play all year. I understand why they do play them, but that four-day break makes for a lot of pretty ordinary football.
Yeah, it usually does, but another day with football I'm happy with.
I see where you're coming from, but I'd rather an extra good game on a Monday morning. We're going to start the first game. Traditionally, the Lions and the Cowboys host, and the third game is a rotation. This year, the Vikings travelled to the Lions. They lost 13-16, basically thanks to Darius Slay, who's just coming out to be one of the best D-backs in the league, makes an outstanding play, getting the interception when the game was tied 13-13, put them in position to kick the field goal, get the win.
It was incredible play by Slay as well. And you say he's turning into one of the best corners. He's certainly turned into one of the most clutch corners. I think this is the fourth time for them he's got a turnover, either with a small lead or behind in the last 2 minutes of a game this season. Four times. That's incredible. And they've won all those games. So this is a guy who is doing it when his team needs him. He actually jumped off his own man to pick this ball off. The throw from Bradford was the correct call because he had beaten his man in man coverage, but Slay just saw it.
Came out of nowhere.
And took a risk. He took a complete risk, and he just jumped on the ball, about a 10-yard return, and just set up a nice, easy field goal to win the game. The Vikings are in real trouble now. They have lost four in a row. Sorry, they lost four in a row, won a game, and now have lost again. The Detroit Lions are now a game up in the division, and they have the sweep of the Vikings for the season. So they own the head-to-head, which pretty much makes them three games up.
They're in the driver's seat in the North, that's for sure.
They should win this with Green Bay completely falling apart. So it's so bizarre. After five games, we thought the Vikings were one of the best teams in the NFL. And their offense is terrible. They're one of the worst third down efficiencies. They never complete them. They cannot run the ball.
And AP coming back, he can't save them now.
No, and they weren't running the ball with him the first two games either, so we don't even know if he would have helped. Their offensive line's one of the worst in the NFL, and unlike Seattle, who I thought were a bad offensive line, who are working it out now, they're getting their guys coached up. Minnesota just have no ability to do that. North Turner, their offensive coordinator, has quit. It's just, it's as if he saw the ship sinking and wanted to get out before it sunk, and they've just traded up a first-round pick for Bradford, so there's no first-round pick next year. Look, I love their defense, but they can't do it for them. They need more receiver talent, and look, who knows what it would have been like with Teddy, but I can't imagine the running game being better with Teddy Bridgewater.
Well, he can run a little bit, so you could have done a bit of read option, that sort of thing with him, potentially.
Could have done some stuff, but not
either way, for the Vikings, sorry, Vikings fans, it's probably all over for you. For the Lions fans, you've managed to trail in the fourth quarter of every single win, so you keep pulling it out, but when you're doing that, it's not the kind of form I'd want to be going into the playoffs with, that's for sure.
I don't think any of these teams, if they were to make the playoffs, are pushing anyone to. Nah. I can't see them beating a Cowboys or a Seattle in the playoffs.
Me either. Speaking of the Cowboys, the Redskins traveled to the Dallas Cowboys in the second traditional Thanksgiving game of the day. The Redskins went down 26-31 with the Cowboys. Considering everything the Redskins did right in this game, you know, they put up 500 points on the defense. They only punted once, but they left points on the field a couple of times, and you can't do that against this Cowboys outfit right now.
No, you just can't stop the Cowboys scoring, it seems. And when Prescott's on, look, he only had 195 yards, but he's so efficient, and he's so efficient on third down. They're just outstanding. Like, they were 4 of 8 on third downs. A team to score 30 points and only have 8 third downs, that's incredible. They just get it done. Zeke was, again, outstanding. He had a real rough patch. I think he had 40 yards and a touchdown on the first series. And then coming into the last quarter, he only had about 50 yards on 6 or 7 more carries. So he was struggling a little bit. But then they got Lucky Whitehead the ball. They got Alfred Morris had a good carry. Prescott ran over the top of a safety and got 18 yards, and they just find ways to roll. You know, Dez Bryant, he only had the 5 catches for 72 yards, which some people may not think that was a huge game, but 3 of them were third down.
Yeah, it's where they were.
And
it's where they were.
And he crushed Josh Norman all day. He blocked Josh Norman all day.
He
and afterwards, he had some things to say about Washington should be getting their money back.
It's about as big a shot as you can take at somebody. Because for those who don't know, Norman got a huge deal in the offseason, and now you've got one of the best receivers in the league demanding you hand some of that money back.
Norman just carries on too much. Like, he tackled Dez Bryant at one point and then lifted him up by his ankle and kind of tried to twist it. I don't know what he was trying to do, but it looked like he tried to twist his ankle. Either way, the Redskins are okay. I think Kirk Cousins is having a really good year. He's really starting to work it all out, but they struggle with the running game. They relied on big plays, which I think if the Cowboys had Claiborne and Barry Church, who were their two best defensive backs, it would have been a little bit different. But I think Washington can make a push for the finals, so hopefully they can continue.
And Kirk Cousins has earned himself a massive payday come the end of this year.
He's backed himself.
And he's either going to get tagged again, which I think gets him $24 million next year guaranteed, or he's going to get some sort of long-term deal. Because when you look around...
Flacco money.
Yeah, when you look around the rest of the NFL, there's plenty of places who need quarterbacks. So if it's not the Redskins that pay him, and I think it will be, but if it's not, he's going to get that money somewhere else.
Hopefully he goes to Cleveland.
The last game of the Thursday night was the late game. The Steelers went to the Colts and pretty much blew their doors off. There's a blowout every single Thanksgiving. You're just never sure what game it is. It's usually the Lions getting blown out, poor Lions. But this time it was the Colts. Andrew Luck, who suffered a concussion in the fourth quarter in their win last week against the Tennessee Titans. As soon as you go into that concussion protocol, you are not getting up for a Thursday game. You've just got no chance.
No, absolutely not. And it was a terrible game because Andrew Luck didn't play. Scott Tolzien was average. The best pass of the game was from the punter, Pat McAfee. They couldn't run the ball. Roethlisberger did the job. Antonio Brown, 3 receiving touchdowns. They just did whatever they wanted to a pretty average Colts team, especially without Luck.
We're going to take a look at the later games from the round coming up. The first one we're going to look at, James, is Carolina traveling to Oakland, the red-hot Oakland Raiders.
Yeah, 8-2 they're sitting. Carolina, I think their season's over anyway, but if they can win this game somehow, they might still be alive in the NFC wildcard race.
Look, they're bottom of the AFC South right now, 2 games behind Atlanta, who are out in front.
They play Atlanta?
Even with New Orleans, and they are a game behind Tampa. I think you really have to win that division, because I think the wild card, you're probably going to need 10 wins.
Yeah,
they've only got 4.
Yeah, they're going to have to win every game. It's going to be tough, and the real disappointing thing for them this season has been the lack of their defense struggling, and I don't think Kukli's going to play this week after that concussion he had.
He looked like he was on...
That was the worst concussion I've ever seen.
Yeah,
me too.
There's
no doubt in my mind. I've never seen someone that upset, and everyone out there who called him some pretty harsh names and said he was a bit soft, he's a middle linebacker and one of the best in the NFL. That is someone who's not soft, and if you woke up and had no idea who you were or where you were,
yeah,
I'd like to see how you'd react to it, even if you were the toughest guy in the world. Yeah. It's not a nice feeling.
Pull your head in.
It's pretty rough on that behalf. He's copped a lot of flack on Twitter and that, so pretty off in my mind. He's a superstar. So that's the disappointing part. I don't know how they can stop this offense, especially without Kukli. Derek Carr, not David Carr.
Definitely Derek.
Derek Carr.
Because if it was David, they'd stink.
They'd be bad. Derek Carr has been outstanding. That offensive line has been outstanding.
That's Cooper, the unsung hero of that group. That O-line is really good.
It is really good. Yeah, it is. I'd rank them second in the league behind the Cowboys at the moment. That's how well they're playing. But then I think Keche Asemele is probably the left guard, has probably been the best offensive lineman this season individually. They've got some solid players. And they've built it through a bit more free agency, which is still fine. They haven't paid big for guys. They've just got them early and developed them. I've enjoyed that. I think Raiders are due for a loss, and they're young, but I think they're going to be too up for this game, because then you're not going to lose to Carolina.
I wouldn't have thought so. Looking now to what I think is going to be the game of the week, the Sunday night game, because they do flex those, it's rarely a bad game. It's usually always a good game. This week, it's Kansas City traveling to Denver. Both these teams, 7-3, a game behind Oakland. This is arguably the toughest division in the NFL. I cannot wait for this game. Both these teams need it so badly.
Yeah, and they have to play each other twice
in three or four weeks.
I think it is. And that's incredible to me that the schedule's like that. But that's what they do with the divisions. They try and create rivalries. the thing about Kansas City is they're just not that good.
No, they just managed to win.
They've won games, but they're the 24th ranked offense, the 25th ranked defense. I don't know where this defense gets its name for being great. The only thing that scares me is I don't trust Simeon, the quarterback of the Broncos, but if that defense dominates the Kansas City like the Bucks did last week, for example, who aren't a good defense, I think Denver will roll, and it's at home, high altitude, always helps in division games.
Yeah, I think defense will... the Broncos will win too, and it's based on the back of their defense, so they've got the number four defense.
Von Miller, baby.
In the league, they are pretty good. Brett, as we throw it back to you, I think it'll be a fantastic game.